Finance Minister exits the Parliament House studio. Michelle Grattan takes her seat behind the microphone. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
The government announced this referral to the High Court after Bob Day confirmed his resignation. The Matthias Cormann was saying that they only received the advice last Friday and, you know, it'll has to be, go to the Senate anyway for them to refer to the High Court. Penny Wong was saying she wants it to be transparent, the timetable around all this, when the government knew. Should the government have done this earlier, Michelle, or do you accept the assertion from the government that it needed to obtain this legal advice before making any move?
Well, obviously the opposition will be asking questions about the timetable, but the opposition was briefed before the announcement yesterday. So the whole thing was in the pipeline before the resignation. I do think that it had to go, the government had to go through the proper procedures. You would expect the legal advice to take a while. So on the face of it, it seems to have moved at a reasonable pace, but there will be a lot more probing about the exact detail of the timetable.
Yeah, and if the High Court does find that Bob Day did contravene the Constitution seriously enough to render his election invalid, there will be, according to precedent, a recount of the election results, which is impossible to say who wins, but that could make life even more difficult for government in the Senate. And making life more difficult might be this challenge we've heard from directly from Bob Day this morning, Michelle, that he wants every senator and MP now to immediately disclose any financial interest in any property or company that has a contract, lease or any kind of agreement with the Commonwealth.
Well, yes, and I guess the takeout from this whole affair is that there's a lot of new uncertainty put into the situation. Even if Bob Day is replaced by a Family First senator, if it comes to that, it does mean that person will be not necessarily as predictable in supporting the government as Bob Day has been. So that's the best situation from the government's point of view is a new Family First senator, because there has to, of course, be a replacement. Bob Day's gone. But if the recount went in a different way, well, it could be a Labor senator and that changes the numbers.
Mm. Or so a One Nation senator, some are predicting.
Yes, but I think less chance of that, according to Anthony Green. So there's that uncertainty. And as you say, a more outside uncertainty is if anyone else was found to be in this situation. But on the whole, there's a fair degree of due diligence done on members' eligibility. So that's a little more, that's fairly remote, I think.
Okay. I was just discussing there with Matthias Cormann, Michelle, that article, the column from Kate McGregor, a friend of Tony Abbott's, yesterday in the newspaper, suggesting that Tony Abbott wants to come back to Cabinet, wants to be Indigenous Affairs, and just making the point that if he's not in Cabinet, well, he'll be continuing to speak out about other things. Now, Matthias Cormann appeared to shrug it off, said there's no vacancy. Is the Prime Minister feeling under any pressure, do you think, to do something about this?
I think this reflects the continuing frustration of Tony Abbott, which is very high. I don't think the Prime Minister is likely to change his mind, which has been stated a number of times by him as being that new vacancies, if they come up, should be filled by talented younger backbenchers, fresh people given a chance. I don't think he's inclined to put Tony Abbott back at any point, and I do think that we will continue to hear from Tony Abbott from time to time on issues, and that'll be something that Malcolm Turnbull just has to put up with. It's quite difficult for him, for the government, but that's the way I think it's going to be.
Okay, and just very briefly, Michelle, Kevin Rudd's written a sort of red-hot op-ed in the Fairfax papers this morning bagging the government's new asylum laws, the lifetime ban, he said, designed to throw red meat at the right, including the Hansenite insurgency, and grovel to the broad politics of xenophobia. Just briefly, has he made it easier for the government to wedge Bill Shorten on this?
I think that Kevin Rudd is really defending his own position at one level because, of course, the government says, well, all this was started by Kevin Rudd bringing in the PNG solution. Kevin Rudd said, I meant it only to be temporary, although how he would have coped beyond the initial 1 year is not clear. I think it, at the moment, Bill Shorten seems to be set on opposing this, but we'll see how it plays out.
How it goes. Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan from The Conversation. And Bob Day has contacted us saying he listened to the interview with Matthias Cormann and says he is, quote, looking forward to the High Court resolving this matter.